Jim, please now welcome her back to the show. She's a GP and Australian Medical Association spokeswoman. Please welcome the talented Dr. Jenny Misson. Jenny, thanks so much for joining us again. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
How has work been, Jenny? I guess you're still working as a GP in Sandy Bay. How's it been?
Well, a lot's changed since I last spoke to you guys. We've had this entire new way of consulting patients introduced where we can actually use the phone now rather than face-to-face contact.
Right, okay. So how does that work? If people are feeling under the weather, they just call you?
Well, there's a lot of reasons why people come in and see their GP, and you're not always feeling sick at the time. So there's lots of kind of long-standing illness stuff that we manage day by day, week by week sort of thing.
Yeah.
So we just phone up and make an appointment like you would any other time. And the receptionist will say, you don't have to come in, just have your phone ready. And the GP will call you either via a video link or just over the phone.
That literally was my next question, Dr. Jenny. So obviously, I mean, being a GP, you need to see a lot
sometimes,
of things
yeah.
as well, sometimes. So, yeah, I mean, so are you FaceTiming and, like, kind of, like, does it hurt there if you point there, that kind of stuff?
Look, it is a little bit like that. I don't use FaceTime exactly.
You use house party, don't you, Jenny?
No, we could use any of those things, but I actually use a GP kind of formatted one for privacy reasons.
Yeah.
And as much as possible, I try and use videos for people. I just find it's a lot easier to read a person if you're looking at their face rather than listening to them over the phone.
Yeah.
And there are some weird things you have to do, like saying, you know, press here, does it hurt? Or press here, how long does it take for the colour to come back to the skin? How does your breathing feel to you? So it's just a whole different mindset as a GP of how you assess your patient.
As someone who, I mean, obviously you studied for years and years and years, you continue to learn as a doctor, but is this, I mean, if you had to take a positive out of it, is it a cool thing for you to be able to learn and, I guess, practice in different formats?
Absolutely. But I would say to you that I feel like, and I'm sure a lot of GPs feel like, there's an art in general practice that comes from sitting with someone in a room and laying your hands on someone and being able to read. The reason why they're there isn't necessarily the reason that they state to you in the first place. So it's really difficult. I feel like we're losing part of the beauty of general practice by going to telehealth, but it's really necessary to keep people safe in our community.
It's just a strange thing, isn't it, Jenny, to take away that, like, I guess, contact. Like, Nathan and I, obviously, you know, we do the radio show every day and people call in, but we'll be honest, Nathan and I prefer when people come into the studio. You know, you get to see them, you get to chat to them. It's a whole different experience. But that experience for so many people has been taken away, and it just seems odd.
Yeah, no, it's a very strange thing. I mean, I guess you'd liken it to sending someone a text message in normal conversation. The context, the tone, it's completely taken out of it. So it's just a new way of using your brain to interpret what's presented to you.
Yeah. Dr. Jenny, we are going to go to some ads, and when we come back, the people of Hobart have asked us to ask you a few questions. We are going to ask you some questions very, very soon. But there was one thing I just wanted to quickly bring up on coronavirus. Obviously, we're at 69 cases here in Tassie. We had no new cases confirmed yesterday. Now, is this a thing that could happen by chance, or is this a positive outlook?
You know, I haven't timelined it exactly, but you'd have to take into account when the cruise ships had arrived and when their 14 days is served out, because most of our cases have been associated with the cruise ship, as well as international travel, obviously, and interstate travel. So difficult to interpret. I wouldn't view that as a light at the end of the tunnel. It's a speck of light in amongst the tunnel, I suppose.
Yeah, fair enough. Jim, we are still joined by GP and Australian Medical Association spokeswoman, Dr. Jenny Misson. Dr. Jenny, thank you so much for sticking around.
Good to be here.
Jenny, we've got a couple of questions here we want to get, want to ask you, but there is one just for me personally I wanted to ask you. How do you feel, I guess, about the current regulations, some of the current stuff that's been put in place to slow this coronavirus spread? Are you happy with it personally? Do you think we could be doing more?
We could always be doing more because we're not in full lockdown, but I'm happy with how things are at the moment. I think Tasmania has adopted some really rigid rules about what you can and can't do now, which is in line with other states. But we're not in the same position as other states as far as the appearance of community spread and the number of cases and whatnot. So I think that's fantastic and really forward thinking of our Premier and a great thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Dr. Jenny, we've got a few questions from people who have messaged us on our Instagram and on our Facebook. This first one slid into our DMs. It's an anonymous question. The question is there any evidence to suggest pregnant women are high risk if they catch COVID-19?
So there was a statement released by the College of Obstetrics and Gynaecology. So they're the people who look after, the doctors who look after pregnancy in Australia.
Yeah.
And they said that pregnant women don't appear to be at increased risk if they do contract the infection. We're all at risk, obviously.
Yeah.
But it's such an emotional time being pregnant and having a baby. I think we just always have to have in our mind that we stay home, we save lives, we protect people who are vulnerable in our community.
Yeah, okay. This one came through from Niall from Seven Mile Beach. Niall's just said, why are such strict lockdown regulations in place? What reason? I mean, I know we've spoken a lot about it, but I guess some people, maybe small business owners and stuff, are still concerned.
I think some people want to ask Dr. Jenny because she's a doctor. For some reason, we don't trust politicians.
For some reason, Polly's when they say it, oh, they have no idea.
What do you know? But a doctor.
They want to hear a doctor say it. So I guess this is, a question from Niall from Seven Mile Beach, Jenny.
Yeah, sure. And it's a really good question. I think if you look at us as individuals, we're all connected via a network that we can't see. So I'll try and keep it brief, but, I'm in my household with my husband and two children. I take my children to childcare. The childcare educators are then exposed to my children who've been exposed to me. They go home to their elderly grandparent, and their elderly grandparent dies if I gave them coronavirus.
Yeah.
It seems like quite a distant path. But these are the networks and chains in which we're all linked. So the point of the social distancing is to break these chains and protect people who are vulnerable that we can't see or we don't consider in our logical minds because we don't understand where all the connections lie.
Yeah,
that's really good. Got one here from Harry in Newtown. It says, has testing criteria changed or are we still only testing people that have been overseas or interstate?
The criteria has changed somewhat. I don't have it right in front of me, but still the people who are very high risk are contacts with coronavirus, interstate travellers or cruise ship travellers.
Yep.
Then we have a set of higher risk people and then moderate risk. And moderate risk is your healthcare providers who have symptoms, basically. But the moderate risk category is quite big now, so it includes people who have had two contacts with people who look like they are symptomatic or could have coronavirus or have been diagnosed within a community, for example. So the criteria in Devonport now will be significantly different given they've got those two cases where they can't work out how they got it.
Yeah.
The testing criteria is is going to be very much broadened compared to Hobart, for example, because we don't have evidence of what could be community spread here yet.
Right, okay. Well, speaking of community transmission, community spread, this is from the Reeves family in Sorrell. They've just said, is there any evidence of community transmission yet, Jenny?
Not yet, but those two cases in Devonport are still under investigation.
Yeah, okay.
So, Jenny, just another, and this isn't a question I've just seen. This is people I've been chatting to and getting a sense of it from Hobart. There is, I guess, a little hope in Hobart from people I've been chatting to because they feel like we're managing it better than, the rest of the states. And again, we haven't had that community spread. And I guess just hearing from a doctor, that does give a lot of people comfort. We are handling it quite well here in Tassie.
Yeah, I think so. And look, I feel hopeful that we're going to do a lot better here in Tasmania as an island than other states in Australia. I think we should feel hopeful of that. But I also want people to be really mindful that, we didn't have any cases reported yesterday. We don't have any signs of community spread in Hobart, but we're going to have more cases today. We are going to have community spread highly likely here at some stage. So don't take your foot off the accelerator. Keep in place all the social distancing that you've already been doing. Don't feel like we're winning yet. We're going to have to be doing this as a sustained effort for weeks, months to make sure that we keep our community safe.
Absolutely. Yeah, Dr. Jenny Misson, thank you so, so much for joining us once again. So insightful. We really, really appreciate your time this morning.
My pleasure.
Want more Jimmy and Nath? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.